There's an important mashal from the Baalei Mussar about the month of Elul. Imagine a person who has a building project he wants to take under. And he goes to Home Depot and he takes a few thousand dollars worth of supplies and merchandise. And he goes up to the counter, he's online, and he has his full cart and he empties his cart and the person, the cashier, is ringing up every single item. And after they're all put in the bags, back in the cart now, they say, okay, how do you want to pay? Here, you have your credit card. And the person opens up his wallet, and he sees he has $100. He doesn't have his credit cards with him, and he has $100 of cash. And he was just rung up for $2,500 in merchandise. And obviously the cashier can't let this person go. So the person said, you know, would I be able to speak to the manager? So they get on the loudspeaker at Home Depot. They say, paging manager to the fourth aisle by the cashier register. And the manager comes over. He says, what's the situation? What's the problem here? And the cashier explained that this person has $2,500 worth of merchandise, but they could only pay for $100 right now. And the man turns to the manager and he says, you know, I'm really, really good for my money. And I know I'm going to be able to make some money over the next month. And within really just a short amount of time, I'm going to be able to pay you back. I promise you. And he gives him the $100. He says, this is all I have right now. But please trust me. Maybe manager was in a good mood. Maybe he had a soft spot for something like this. And I said, okay, you seem like an honest person. I'll let you go. And they write out some document that he owes $2,400. And he lets the man go. And the next person online also had about just over $2,000 worth of merchandise. And get rung up and putting everything in the bags. And the cashier said, okay, it's time to pay here. Please give me your credit card or the cash. The man opens up his wallet and he has nothing. No credit cards and no cash. Not a dollar on him. And the cashier was once again like, oh my God, I can't believe it. Again? And the cashier says, I can't let you go. And the man says, can I speak to the manager? So the cashier once again calls up the manager. The manager comes to the front of the store. He says, what's the situation here? And she explains pretty much the same situation. This man has $2,500 or so worth of merchandise, and he doesn't have any money. And the man turns to the manager. He says, please trust me. I'm really good for my money. I could guarantee you that within the next month or two, I'll be able to pay you back in full. The manager looked at him. The manager said, I'm sorry. I can't let you go. I can't let you take this. And the man gets so mad. He says, what do you mean? You just let the person right ahead of me online do the exact same thing. How could you allow him to do this and not me? And the manager said, no, there's a huge difference between you and him. Because you didn't give me anything, but he gave me $100. He gave me what he had. And the fact that he gave me something, I know that I trust that that person is going to be able to pay me back in full. But you, who didn't give me anything, I can't trust you. I'm really sorry. You have to put the merchandise back. And the Baalei Mussar explain that from last year in Rosh Hashanah, we've made many promises to ourselves. There are many things that we've said that we wanted to change that unfortunately sometimes we weren't able to change. However, the last month of the year, Elul, right before Rosh Hashanah, you don't realize the significance it could have. Because if we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this Rosh Hashanah and ask once again for tremendous amounts of requests for our health, for the health of our family, for parnasa, for a shidduch, or for Shalom Bayis, whatever it may be, all these important requests that we have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we do something in this month and we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're serious and we've made a change, we didn't pay back everything, we didn't give him $2,500 that we're supposed to, but we're able to give him $100 and it's a legit $100 and it was real And we could say to Hashem, you know, I wasn't able to do everything that I wanted to, but this is something genuine. This is something I did accomplish. So please, please continue to give me the bracha, to give me the blessing, in hope that after this Rosh Hashanah, I will be able to pay you back in full. And when it comes to El, so El is 30 days. 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. And the number 30 in Judaism has tremendous significance. There's a Gemara in Yerushalmi that explains that when it comes to Mashiv HaRuach, Morid HaGashem, that what happens if a person is not sure if they said it. Unfortunately, there are plenty of times where our minds wander in davening, and you get to a point where you're in the middle of Shemesh, you're like, I don't even know if I said Mashiv HaRuach or not. Or it could be right at the end of the Ruach, or you know for a fact you didn't say it. But if you're at a point where you're not sure if you said it, so what is the halacha? So the Gemara Yerushalmi says that if it's within 30 days of when we just start saying Mashiv HaRuach, so it's a little bit, let's say, after Sukkot, a week after Sukkot, and you're not sure if you said Mashiv HaRuach, it is highly likely that you did not say it, and the halacha is you have to go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei. However, let's say it's already Chanukah time, and you're not sure if you said Mashiv HaRuach Amar Geshem, there's an assumption that you probably said it, because we're habituated already to having said it in all the Shemona Esreis we've been saying up until that point. So if you have worked on Mashiv HaRuach and you are saying it for 30 days, that's the cutoff point. 30 days if you are saying it, you could assume you said it if you didn't remember, if you're not sure, if there's a suffix. But if there's a suffix within the 30 days, you have to assume you did not say it. And there's an important idea from this. What we see is that to get ourselves habituated to something, to guarantee that we're going to be doing something, it takes 30 days. So if at the beginning, this weekend, Rosh Chodesh Elul, we take upon something, whether it's something new or whether it's to refine and strengthen something which we already do, but to do something either qualitatively or quantitatively better, and for 30 days we are consistent in our avoda to do that thing, then when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we are already, it is assumed, lihalacha, it is assumed we're going to be continuing to do this thing. So whether it's take on saying Tehillim, whether it's to focus on making sure to have better kavana in our Shemona Esrei, whether it's to take on an extra small few minutes of learning every day. But if we do whatever it is for 30 days, it is assumed that we'll continue. Just like the halacha is, where after 30 days, it's assumed you probably said it, because the assumption is there, because you've been doing it for 30 days. So when you come to Rosh Hashanah, after doing this thing for 30 days, Hashem sees it's real. Hashem sees it's legit, and Hashem sees that it's not stopping. If it was just 10 days of doing it, you know, it's not, might not be able to withstand the test of time. But after 30 days, that shows real improvement and real effort, and something that will continue. In the beginning of the Parsha, his Naim L'Torah, Rav Sorotkin, points out that it starts off Re'ei in the singular, and then three words later, Lifneichem, in the plural. Re'ei Anochi Nosein Lifneichem Hayom Bracha Klala. You should see, I'm placing before you today blessing and curse. So Sorotkin asks, wow, why is it? Why does it start off in the singular and go to the plural? And he says as follows. He says, based on the Gemara, that every person, and the Rambam writes this in Hilchos Tshuva, every person is supposed to view themselves as if they are even balanced with the same amount of, let's say, mitzvos and averos. There's chuyos, and they're chayov, on the other hand. And if a person always views themselves as if they're balanced, then you're supposed to think that the next mitzvah I do, that's going to tip the scale, so that for the positive. But if I commit a sin, that will tip the scale for the negative. And even more so, a person's supposed to view the world as if the world is half righteous people and half wicked people. And where anything, any person there, that changes their actions could tip the scale for the entire world. And in this week's parsha, so you say, Re'eh, you, the individual, should see that the whole bracha and klolo, which is lifneichem, which is in front of all of you, could be tipped by one individual. One person's action could tip the scale. And I think that if we take on this one thing, that in the way we are supposed to think about it, that will tip the scale for us, and that will then, in turn, tip the scale for the entire world. And it's a very, very powerful thing for us when it comes to Elul, to be able to focus ourselves, to end the year strong. A lot of times, we have kolos, cholos, kashos, right? The beginnings are tough, but because there's more excitement when something starts off. And we're excited, right? If you're going back to school, so even though you might not want to, there is a certain amount of excitement with that. And at the end of the year, things become less serious. But we're showing Kadosh Baruch Hu that at the end of the year, no, this is a serious time. We still want to be serious right now. Going into Rosh Hashanah, leading our way to the Yomim Noraim. And we should be able to come there with taking one thing and to be able to do it better, like you said, whether it's qualitative or quantitative, but to do one thing better and to go and to be able to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the things that we need, for all the things that are so important to us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see that we took something really seriously and we want to pay Him back in full, be able to trust us to be able to do that. So we should all be matzliach in this Elul, to be able to do our best, to grow in our avoda, to be able to achieve that which we thought we may have not been able to achieve, to come to Rosh Hashanah with confidence, to Bez Hashem have a very positive din for ourselves and all of Klal Yisrael.